It's your garden. Man, I already put up with eating like multiple times in like a 7-day span. It's crazy.
I know. It's getting wild. I'll be back again.
That's what I hear. Guess who's back? Back again. Ian's back. That'll be. What are you going to do?
Yeah, I don't know.
Was there anything else? Should I open the channel?
I don't think we have anything. Like I said, we got the 3-star, the 5-star, a clue. Icarus is your Always Sunny.
Yep. I'm ready for all that except for the acting. I am struggling with this doofus.
I struggled real hard. I did some Google searching and went with something the internet told me. I don't like it, but I'm going with it anyway.
Okay.
I don't know. I just started looking at for pictures of him to see who I could place in my brain.
Yeah.
And I kept seeing his stupid chest tattoos, and they make me sad and angry. And, like, who gets, like, a scooter? Coat,
no shirt underneath?
Yeah, with a freaking giant, like, scooter or whatever it's supposed to be. I'm like, that's ridiculous. Stupid Jonah Hill. And then I looked at his stuff and realized that I've only ever seen, like, one of his movies ever.
Really?
I have only seen Superbad.
Oh.
People tell me I should watch Wolf of Wall Street, but I have not seen it.
That's okay for watching. You should also consider watching Don't Look Up.
Okay, what's that one about?
Fake news.
Yeah, it's about scientists discover a world-ending asteroid coming towards the Earth, and the government and everybody just ignore it until it's too late. And then everybody, it's just crazy. It's hilarious. Jonah Hill is solid. Leonardo DiCaprio is solid.
All right.
Jennifer Lawrence is very good.
Okay.
Channel being opened.
Okay. I think Erica wants to go to the movies Friday. She doesn't remember the last year she went to a movie, but for some reason she wants to go to a movie. I think to go see Haunted Mansion.
Oh, really? It's going to be on Disney Plus in like 4 minutes.
Yeah. I don't know if there's the Indiana Jones still in the theaters.
Yes.
Maybe we'll see that.
Donkey Teeth for the Win, by the way, quickly followed by Old Man's Heart.
Nice.
Shoot, what day do they change the movies? They change them on Fridays? So this list I'm looking at today might not be correct on Friday.
I thought, yeah, Thursday night was the cutover.
So looking at it today probably doesn't help me a whole lot. It might be gone by Friday. Who knows? Right now, it's still playing. Oh, it tells me I can project ahead. All right, Friday the 4th. Does that mean no movie found? They don't know what they're going to show on Friday? I definitely do not want to go see The Meg 2. I think I'll pass on that one. Have you guys, I think we talked about this before, none of you have not watched the Mission Impossibles, right?
Correct.
Okay. I haven't either, and cop guys totally want to go see Mission Impossible. I'm like, I'd rather go see Oppenheimer.
I already wasted my annual movie trip.
What'd you see?
Barbie was okay.
Oh. I'll definitely watch it once it hits a streaming service.
It's okay.
Yeah. Well,
So it's soft 6.
Okay. That's as much as I could probably want out of it. I mean, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
We have Hulu. What about it? Mission Impossibles are not on Hulu. I looked. I think I have to buy Paramount to watch those. And I don't want to buy Paramount.
Sweet mother of pearl. Another? You are unbelievably fertile. Congratulations. That's, wonderful news for you. Yes. That's awesome.
Holy smokes. You're going to make the Catholic Church proud.
Yeah.
He doesn't need a Hulu subscription. He needs a box of condoms. Philip Rivers. That's funny. That guy's got what, like 9 kids?
Philip Rivers? 10.
Does he have 10?
I guess that is 10th, I think, yeah.
Oh, man, that's a lot of kids. Whew.
So I can mostly accept unplanned, but coming from a man who already has several children, I feel confident you know where the other ones came from, and by repeating that same process with the same woman, the chances that that would happen again seem high.
I think, the new level has to be right. Do you have more or less kids than Nick Cannon? I mean, that's because if you've got more than Nick Cannon, you have way too many children. 14? Cromartie's got 14?
Oh, no, really?
It says he had 4 more kids after he had a vasectomy. Apparently, what? He didn't take.
Oh. All right, let's start the show.
Holy smokes.
Wait, don't start the show. I'm not ready.
Welcome to Celebrity Baby Forum.
All right, I'm way readier now.
Yeah, it makes me feel like I've done Kiss, and I gotta tell you, feels good. Hey, Gray went to sleep. He's turned us all out.
Yeah.
That's fair. I would have.
Turns out I completely forgot to, like, you know, look for comments anywhere, so I've been doing that.
Ah, he's busy.
No, not really.
Mailbag is sparse, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's well after 9 o'clock. Let's get this rolling. True believers, welcome to the 391st installment of the Postal Warriors 3. We got KS72, we got Sneaky Beat 15, and I'm here too. How you doing?
I'm tired, but alright.
Less so. I feel well.
Alright. I should have made that a username. I'm here too. This is the week of August 2nd through the 9th. Here we are, plowing our way through 2023 like it's going out of style. In your 7-day 4-star crash! Honestly. Monday, you had Rogue versus Bobby. Did you punch Bobby in the teeth?
You betcha. Definitely siphoned all away his power.
Oh, man, he froze me 3 times before I won.
Ha!
I was not doing a good enough job of, you know, preventing blue, apparently. I was like, oh, I'm frozen. Okay, I'm done. I'm going, oh, I'm frozen again. I'm like, Luckily, he couldn't, you know, really hurt me enough that it was that big of a hassle, but what do you do? Next week we've got the ever loving blue eyed thing going up against Johnny Storm.
Nice.
Should that next week be a double? Isn't it every other one?
I'll check with my supervisor and get back to you.
Maybe think he'll fight somebody else too. Why not? He's tough. He can fight 2 people.
Okay, that's fair.
All right. In Storyland, Unstable ISO 8 is running now. That'll get you Mohawk, Nebula, and some shards for a new character we'll talk about later that you already know about. Placement. sorry, just reading my own terrible notes where I have like the placement is apparently going to Costco or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
placement
is Cosmo. I don't know what that means at all.
That's Cosmo, the dog, and some Daredevil shards. That's going to be followed up by the ISO 8 Brotherhood. Gray suit, Cosmo, Daredevil, Placement, Moondragon, and Venom the Dinosaur. In your Open Your Mind Quaid season, in the simulator, it is She-Hulk, Quicksilver, and Silver Samurai. Currently going right now is the good old Crack-a-Doom, featuring Ragnarok and Kraven. Placement is Legion and the mighty, mighty Dr. Thor. There's also a class of 2014 running Deadpool, Sleeves, and Nick Fury in there. In the news... Hey, big business. That Omega Red guy that everyone's been asking about forever. Hey, he's finally here. Super exciting. He came in two varieties, both the 3-star just for Ian and the 5-star version.
Great.
So 3-star Omega Red, Arkady Rosovich, is a villain mutant enhanced mercenary of the red, black, and yellow combination. Red power, tentacle snare, 7 red AP. Deal damage to target enemy and heal Omega Red for 10% of the damage dealt. Additionally, for the next 3 turns, Omega Red's damage is increased by 35%. Using this ability when Omega Red is already buffed resets the duration. As you go up in level, damage goes up, the healing goes up. So you are healing 20% of the damage you do and increasing your damage at level 5 by 90% for 4 turns. That's a pretty good beef.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good. Black, Death Spores. Passive, at the start of the battle or Omega Red's turn, if one does not exist, create a random 4-turn Death Spore countdown tile, prioritizing black. Each turn, it deals the minimal amount of damage to the enemy team for each turn it existed, including the turn it was placed, and their damage is reduced by 5% to a max of 50. This passive cannot be disabled by stuns. Oh, that's going to be the first time that's a thing, right?
It's the first time I remember it.
Yeah, stun shuts off everything normally. Huh, look at that. Straightforward on this one. As you go up in level, the damage goes up each time. But man, reducing people's damage by 50%, that's quite a bit. Yellow. Carbonadium armor, 5 yellow. Create 2 strength projectiles. Then if Omega Red is below 25%, heal for each projectile on the board or 15 or 50% of Omega Red's max health, whichever is lower. Passively, whenever Omega Red makes a match 5 or greater, create a protectile. As you're going up, increase all the protectiles, and that goes up to, if Omega Red's health is below 50%, heal for 25% of the max health. Those all sound pretty good, actually.
Yeah. He's strong, and wait till you get to the 5-star.
So, I don't know, this one, 5-5-3-5?
Put it 3 seems like in the really black?
Keep, well, I think I really want to keep hammering out the red and the yellow. I want that yellow healing, I want that red damage increase for 90%.
Yeah, for the 3-star, maybe. I see what you're saying.
Alright, well, let's talk about the 5-star version. This is the Horseman of Pestilence version. Again, villain, mutant, enhanced, mercenary, red, black, and yellow. The red power, tentacle, whip, whip. Deal 3 hits of damage to the target enemy and heal Omega Red for 10% of the total damage done. Additionally, for the next 3 turns, Omega Red's damage is increased by 35%. Using this ability when it's already going, resets the duration. At level 5, you are healing for 20% and getting that damage increase by 90%. And we all love multi-hit things. Those are always good. It'll work well with Okoye. Same. Black, Pestilence, Spores. At the start of Mega Red's turn, if one does not exist, create a random 4-turn Pestilence countdown tile. Each turn, for each that was on the board, deal damage to enemy team. Damage is reduced by 5, max of 50. If an enemy character is downed by this damage, create an additional Pestilence countdown tile. That's cute. When a Pestilence countdown tile triggers, enemy character's missing health and reduced damage from Pestilence spores becomes permanent. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. But yeah, the 5-star, that black is, that's pretty attractive.
Unless he's on the other team, like he was in the one node that you had to play, and he just squad wiped your entire team over and over and over.
Yeah, boy, I bet that works well with Okoye too.
Probably. I got to. I played a lot of him in Versus, in his Versus event. He was awesome. Really, really good.
Hmm. The yellow, a bargain at 5 yellow, though. Petrol armor? I'm not sure what that word is. P-E-Y-T-R-A-L. Create 2 strength 182 protectiles. That if Omega Red is below 25% health, heal him for 1,047 for each protectile on the board, or 15% of his health, whichever is lower. Passive, when Omega Red makes a match 5 or greater, create another protectile. Going up in levels, it's it gets to that same as the 3-star, the 50% health, 25% max health. So yeah, on this one, I see what you were saying. This one's got to be a 5-5-3, right? You're going to want that red and that black.
Yeah, that black is just devastating. Like, you got to get that countdown off the board, and then the moment you do, he creates another one, and it all starts over again, and it's just nightmare fuel. Like, he's really strong.
Interesting. In the feeder updates, 3-star Omega Red will feed into Sabretooth, which feeds into 5-star Omega Red, which was retro, so
yeah,
you got some covers out of that already. It then also feeds into the Love Sausage, which feeds into Yelena's bologna. Let's see.
Sausage and bologna together. All right.
I couldn't resist. let's see. The story, there was some shards and tokens in Hearts of Darkness that is now finished. Unstable ISO 8 we talked about. There's shards and tokens in there. ISO 8 Brotherhood. Like I said, he's in there in rewards. The Versus, Red Rain. I guess it must have been the one you guys played. I did not play that. They ran the 27th and 31st. And the Omega Red Horseman of Pestilence ran... That's the... What do you call it? Some shards in there. That's what those are called. The 5-star one was Carbonadium Clash that finished up yesterday. Got you some tokens there. So there's a Red Relic store that ran, chance to get Omega Red Horseman there. The Pestilence Plunder Vault is running starting tomorrow. Chance to get the Horseman of Pestilence there. 40-item vault, 1 Pandemic Pantheon Legendary Store token up for grabs there. The Pandemic Pantheon store starting the 3rd, running through the 6th. 15% chance to get Omega Red the Horseman of Pestilence, Magneto the Age of Apocalypse, and Phoenix 5 Colossus. You can buy those tokens for 25 CP. I might have to spend some tokens there, you know, some CP there. That seems good.
Yeah. It does. I'm kind of torn as to whether or not I want to try and get a Mega Red before I even have one cover of Rex. But we'll see how that goes.
All right. There you go. The long wished for
Omega Red.
Omega Red. That's an exciting ad.
Truly did not disappoint. He's a strong character.
Good. We got release 283 notes. Ian, he's sitting down.
Oh, man, am I ever.
All right, we got a new clue. The clue is double-sided.
Two-Face?
Well, wrong game.
close, though. I like where you're thinking.
Morph?
What's that?
Morph?
Doubtful.
I got it. What can you get double-sided? Sticky tape.
Tape?
What comes on tape? Glue. Paste Pot Pete.
That seems unlikely.
No? All right.
Yeah, I'm not sure. That's I have to do a little digging or just wait patiently before I know it.
And Samurai threw out the obligatory Batroc joke.
Two-sided means combat with feet and arms. Batroc confirmed.
Totally.
It says the road to 10th anniversary is in full swing. Keep coming back for weekly rewards. Check out a brand new Omnipotent City support starting tomorrow, apparently. Celebrate National Friendship Day with your beloved Alliance members. All right.
Sweet.
And it says, announcing a massive update to Classic Legends Pack. Watch the forums for more info soon. But it's going to be massive. It's going to be Legend. Wait for it. Dairy.
Massive.
It's going to be massive.
If.
So, there you go. That was the...
they're saying it's already out.
Oh, great. What is it? Because
I have no idea.
It's definitely not listed in the news section on their forums, because that's where I got the release notes from.
Oh, so it looks like right now, they have selected 3 of the Classic Legend characters that have 14 times odds. So, like, right now, Crystal, Kamala Khan, and Logan, Old Man Logan, are at better, way better odds.
Where do you see this?
If you go to the Classic Legends and click on the I at the bottom right for info, and then scroll down to your possible pulls, the top 3 have a little blue mark saying 14 times odds.
Nolo Tengo.
Well, everybody else does.
Yep.
Mine has the standard Classic Legends pack odds, approximately 1 in 6.
Right, but then on the top 3 characters?
It says your favorite heroes. That shows me first Avenger, Captain America, and Gert.
Hmm. No, mine looks like what they're showing in the Discord.
Hang on, I'm going in. Where's this live?
When you go into your recruit heroes...
Yes.
Under the Recruit tab at the bottom, Classic Legends, click on the Info button there.
Yes. It has a picture of Crystal, Kamala Khan, and Old Man Logan with 14 times odds.
I did not look on the pictures. I was expecting something that, you know, said those things above that.
Did I not? Was I not specific enough? I don't know.
Not for me, apparently, no.
The multiple pictures in Discord were not enough to steer you in that direction.
I wasn't watching Discord. I was looking at my iPad. No, I didn't see the little 14 times odds things on the top.
That's a lot of odds.
That is a lot of odds.
You told me that your first one was like Captain America or something.
No, well, that's who's in my favorite on 5 stars at the moment.
Well, yes, your favorite or not affected.
Yeah. I did not see the little 14x odds things in the next section down. I just saw the thing that it changed to 1 in 6 when it used to be like 1 in 7.
I think it's been 1 in 6 for a while. 1 in 7 is the... latest legends.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, you have a better chance of pulling 5 stars from the classic, but then there's a massive pool.
Yeah.
But that's cool, so if you want those 3, you can spend your points accordingly.
I will. When we open a token later, I'm going to open an extra one from that vault.
There you go.
I'm going to test out these sweet new odds.
All right. In that case, that's all the news I got. Got anything exciting?
Exciting? No.
All right.
No, barely even Midland.
Okay. In that case, let's move on to see what is always sunny in Xandar this week. It's a very sunny Icarus.
All right. Icarus, the Eternal. What's this guy up to? I don't remember. Let's find out. He's red, he's purple, he's yellow. He's got a red ability called Cosmic Blast. It costs 8 red AP. Let's see. Icarus deals 880 damage, ignoring enemy projectiles. Then, if Icarus returned from being airborne this turn, generates 1 purple AP and 1 yellow AP. As this ability scales up, he generates 4 purple AP, 4 yellow AP, and deals 6,207 damage. He's got the Gift of Levitation. It costs 6 purple AP. Icarus goes airborne for 2 turns. Passive. If Icarus is airborne at the start of your turn and has no active allies, he makes a match. Whenever a friendly match is made while Icarus is airborne, he deals 70% of his match damage to the enemy in the back. As that scales up, he goes airborne for 4 turns and deals 380% of his match damage to the enemy in the back. And lastly, he rises again. 0 is yellow, passive ability. At the start of the turn, if Icarus is downed and you have 9 or more yellow AP, drain all your yellow AP and Icarus revives with 15% health. Then he goes airborne for 2 turns. Icarus's match damage is increased by 8% for every yellow AP you have. This increase will activate while Icarus is airborne. Let's see, as this scales up, it revives 100% of his health, goes airborne for 5 turns, and match damage is increased by 25% for every yellow AP you have. Well, that last ability seems nice. Let's make that a 5. What do these other two things do? I don't know. Let's go 355.
What you said first was the correct answer.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I think 355. That yellow ability seems good. The Gift of Levitation seems cheaper than the Cosmic Blast. Cosmic Blast is just good old direct damage, and no one but me likes good old direct damage. So I'm going to guess 355. Yeah, he doesn't... I don't know what to think about him. Seems like an okay support character. He can go airborne a lot.
According to Game Pendium, nobody knows. Like, there are 3 top builds that are almost equal. 454, 355, 445, and even 553 isn't that far behind in people using. Like, it's whatever.
Oh, I do see that Ray has the worst build, though.
Probably.
Look at that.
Yeah, I do believe I pulled a Craig on that one, and when I got him champed, went, all right, I'm done.
Oh, Craig and I have an identical look build at that. In a weird
Yeah,
twist.
The 445.
Which is the third in Game Pendium, but yeah. He just doesn't do much.
No, other than what Samurai pointed out, other than feeding High Hulk, he really doesn't bring a ton to the table, I don't think. Well, that's what Sunny and Xandar, Icarus, Eternals.
All right, let's hit up some acting. Thank ya! Ian, who we got this week?
This week we have none other than Jonah Hill. We'll be starting off with none other than Ray.
Uh-oh. I mean, okay. So, yeah. This was hard. Jonah Hill, huh? You know who he's going to play? He's going to play Jonah Hill. No matter what role you put him in. I could be wrong. I haven't seen all of his stuff. I'm sure I'm underestimating his acting ability. But... what did I go with? And by the way, this is not a comment on his weight in any way, but I went with the Blob because I think that's where his acting ability puts him. Like, I think he could pull off that character, a little bit of humor, but, you know, overly, like, been abused. And I don't know. It just seemed to fit Jonah Hill for me. And that's where I got him.
Craig.
Nobody likes that answer.
I did like really no. I went, like I said, I also had a hard time with this, so I went to the interwebs to see what other people thought, and I still don't like this answer either, but it was the best one that I could find. In the Daredevil reboot, he will be your Foggy Nelson.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah, I don't hate it. I don't like it.
No.
But
yeah, I think I don't know the name of the guy that they got for Foggy, but I think he was
okay.
He did well.
Good.
Yeah. I enjoyed him. Mine, interestingly enough, comes with the exact same caveat that Ray's did, but with a different reveal. All
right.
This is in no way a commentary on him, other than I didn't anticipate him showing up for any more work than voice work. And I think that he can embody the manic yet sinister personality of Mojo.
Huh.
I don't hate that.
I also didn't. It was the only one that I didn't hate. I don't like it. I hope it doesn't happen, but I'm not sad about it.
You can CGI him up and just kind of use his face at the top of Mojo's body.
Well, nobody's playing Mojo. It's got to be CGI.
Well, no, but I mean, they could use his face could work for Mojo's face.
Sure.
All right. I like yours the most, Ian.
Thanks. So, in that vein, let's talk about next week.
Who you got?
Everybody who's playing along, we have Gary Oldman. World's greatest actor, Gary Oldman.
No, we know who the world's greatest actor is.
This is Daniel Day-Lewis kind of hard.
Yeah, absolutely. This is just like, pick my favorite character and see how I can shoehorn him into that role. Because
right.
I know he could pull it off.
Yeah, and lots and look different ways. And yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do like Gary Oldman.
I don't think, I'm going to spoil this. I don't think we should be allowed to pick Dracula.
Okay.
He's already done that. He doesn't repeat roles.
Right. Yeah, I agree. I think the...
He repeated roles in Harry Potter.
That was one role.
That was not a repeat. That was just...
Multiple movies.
It was. They were similar, though, I would say. Similarly themed, like with the exact same cast. But, all right. Thanks, as always, to Thespify.
All right, Willie, I hear your mailbag is sparse, but dump it out on the floor anyway.
Okay, let's do that. Over on the D3 forums, Ray said, let me say who said this. The OG Alpha team said, Ray said he was watching South Park again. Turn on the subtitles. And then he describes the token episode. So if you're not familiar with South Park, one of the kids is a little black boy. He's named Token. At one point, they reveal because he's the token black kid, but they reveal that his name's not Token. His name is Tolkien because his parents love J.R.R. Tolkien. So everybody has been pronouncing it wrong, and then he finds out that his friends are all calling him Token, and he's like, "Wait, you're calling me what?" And he gets angry. And in any case, he says after the Token/Tolkien episode, they retconned everyone in the subtitles calling him Tolkien, except for Stan and Randy, who still call him Token. And they did. So I started rewatching. And
wait, not in Cartman?
Right. I have the subtitles on because I always have subtitles on anymore. And yeah, every time they say his name in the subtitles, it says Tolkien. However, Stan and Randy both say Token, clearly. Now, if you actually look at, at one point he signs a contract, he signs it Token. There's different times that his name comes up in writing. It's Token.
Yeah, I just can't imagine why, if you're going to leave that, it wasn't Cartman who was still saying Token.
No, it was Stan and his dad, because they're racist in this episode. Okay. But the retconning of the subtitles was, one, disturbing at first. I'm like, wait a minute, his name's always been Token? No, it wasn't. But they went back and changed the subtitles, and that's hilarious.
All I know is he needs to go down to his basement and get his base.
I think it's attic, but yeah.
Okay, whichever.
The only other comment I got was from Funky Hedonist on the subreddit, who said, just wanted to say, y'all rock, keep up the great show.
Hey, thanks.
I think he just felt bad that there were no comments, so hey, thanks.
Yeah.
Is he like a funky cold hedonist?
Probably not. Mm.
He can comment on next time.
I imagine him as a Mayhead. Just hanging out with Dr. Teeth and random hot tubs.
You know what I'm saying? That hedonist is a monster. All right. Thanks, Willie.
Yep, thanks, Willie.
Ian, right. This is next segment. Do we have a list?
Yeah, sure. We got a short one. It's going to be, we'll work through it. Don't worry. I got you.
Okay. In that case, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
Oh, no.
And it's we just want to pump
you up.
You up.
Sorry, Samurai says.
What was that, dude?
Sorry, Samurai put in a thing and said, for love of God, don't use the graphics list.
Oh, okay.
So don't use that list.
Well, then.
It's going to be a short
list. Thanks as always to Mystify.
So do we have any idea? Oh, they changed. Did they put out a list, Samurai?
Yeah, I don't know. The list that I got suggested it'll probably be the class of 2015, which seems logical.
It did.
But I will not imply that in any way, nor use that list.
I was all excited that the original Spider-Man 1-star was going to be boosted. Oh, there you go. That's impossible to read until I click on it.
Nope, I blew it up. We're good. And I'm back. This week, Jean Grey, the Phoenix version, is boosted, as is Silver Samurai, Old Man Logan.
Wait, Silver Surfer.
Silver, what? Oh, Silver Surfer. Yeah, I can see. My eyes are foreseeing. Ant-Man, Carnage, Cyclops, 4-star Deadpool, Johnny Blaze Ghost Rider, Iceman, Hulkbuster, Teen Jean, Kingpin, Miles, Mr. Fantastic, Professor X, and Red Hulk. There you have it. Thanks once again to Mystify.
Mystify. Sorry, that whole thing was funny.
Oh, no, there's multiple graphics. I'm not reading them both. All right, I'll read them both. Right. Since you asked. Falcon, Star-Lord, Hulk, Thing, Venom, X-23, Black Panther, Bullseye, Cyclops, Iron Fist, Kamala Khan, Luke Cage, Quicksilver, Scarlet Witch, Squirrel Girl, Vision. Huzzah! Thanks yet again to Mystify.
Thank you, Mystify, so many times. It's going out of style. Ian, hit me with some pop, pop.
Oh, Nelly, we're already in the pops and the pops. Uh-oh. All right, we will start with a little crazy K-pop action. Kind of almost a follow-up from last week. I'm traveling backwards in time. For those of you who don't know, I have Benjamin Button syndrome. This week, we are talking about the band Kep1er. This 9-piece monstrosity is the result of a totally different reality survival competition where the top 9 finishers were put in a band and it was called Kep1er. Kep1er? Is that what it is? Kepler? Am I not saying it?
I'm assuming that it's Kepler, but...
Oh, that's clearly the number one.
Oh, it clearly is.
Yeah, but...
All right. Kepler.
I think the name of that band should have been Pygal.
I think I'm probably influenced by the, you know, math Kepler. The, what's his name? Johannes Kepler?
Yeah, Johannes Kepler.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of him.
Yep. Nope.
Is that really a source for inspiration as far as K-pop?
Probably
band
not. I said I was being influenced by it.
But if you would like to check out the show that they won, it's called Girls Planet 999. And their song Giddy is a little too sugary sweet for my liking, but it is just pure K-pop in every way. So, you know, not the worst. Let's talk about something else that, once again, is not the worst. Actually, it's a beverage that I very much enjoy. It is the ginger ale lemonade version of Canada Dry. I first stumbled upon this on one of my pinball adventures to Pittsburgh with Ray and Craig, stopping at some Sheets to charge up Ray's car. I said, ooh, I could use a beverage, and I found this. It's real good. It's, a little more lemonade than I'd want, but it's quite a delicious beverage. I enjoy Canada Dry as far as ginger ale goes, so this is just another level of enjoyment. So this week on Pop Pop, we've got Kep1er and ginger ale lemonade by Canada Dry.
So apparently, according to the Donkey Teeth, I was correct. Their name comes from Kep, which means catching dreams, and the number one, which is the 9 girls coming together as one to be the best. It's also a reference to the planet Kepler, the Kepler Space Telescope, and inspired by the German astronomer Johannes Kepler.
I can't believe that happened! my willingness to believe your Johannes Kepler story. I was like, oh, that just seems incredulous.
Because, you know, when you get, you know, 9 teenage girls getting together, you say, you want to form a band? And they say yes. And they all sit around and go, who can we name ourselves after? About Johannes Kepler.
Johannes Kepler's always at the top of the list. Wow. Great job, Ray. Great research, Donkey Teeth.
Somehow they beat out Copernicus. I'm not sure. It could have, you know.
That's next week's band. Be cool, dude.
I'm sorry. I'm ruining it. Thank you.
Thanks as always to Magnified.
Magnified. All right, Ian, quick, spend some CP and buy something from that vault.
Oh, right. I'm going to do both those. Wait, there's a CP-filled vault? I thought it was just the token thing. I'll spend some CP and get it out of this vault. I'll be
back. The Classic Legends thing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think I've got some tokens lying around. We'll see. Okay. Anyway, I'm going to do some token opening. I will do a latest and a classic. Latest legend yields a 4-star, soon-to-be-boosted Ant-Man. Ant-Man, Scott Lang. The classic legend token will reveal none other than a 5-star...
Yeah. Crystal.
Psychic Flames. Jean Grey, Phoenix.
Yoga Flames.
Also soon to be boosted.
Soon to be Yoga boosted, Fire. But not one of the three.
Oh, she's not one of the original three? Didn't I just read her on the list? Wasn't it her?
No, not one of the three that was getting 14 times odds.
Oh, no, yes, yeah. Nope, I was just good old-fashioned good luck. That takes my Jean Grey Phoenix to a 3-2-1.
Contact!
It's the answer. It's the reason
that everything happens. Contact.
That's enough.
Good show.
Who's up next? Openers.
I don't know. I'm thinking about doing like 10.
I'm going to do 5. You want to go first or the second?
You go.
Okie doke. First one. Gore. Rhino. Anti-Venom. Doc Ock. And number 5 is Lizard. No 5-stars for me.
All right, so I'm due then, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, so number 1, I am due. Number 1 is a purple. It is High Evolutionary, Unnatural Selection. So that gives me another block there. I got to keep track of this real quick. All right, number 2 is Gamora. Number 3 is a second 5-star, Venomsaurus Rex. His symbiote slam.
Da-da-da.
Let the boys be boys. I already lost where I'm at. This is number 4, I think? 5? I don't remember. Black Widow Defilade. Yeah, that was number 4. Number 5 is Main Event Hulk. Number 6, Ant-Man. Number 7... is a High Evolutionary, The Missing Link.
Ooh.
Number 8, Morbius. And I just got a first. Morbius gave me 500 shards for my 5-star favorited.
Ooh.
Oh, that's beefy, spicy.
Yeah. All right, that was number 8. Number 9 is another 5-star, Venomosaurus Rex. What is that? Tarred no feathers.
It always makes me think of Purple Saurus Rex.
Is my count off? I don't know. I'm back to 4.
You were at 9.
Ghost Rider.
Okay.
Was that 9 or 10?
I think that was 10.
Okay.
I don't know. How many more 5-stars could you need, dude?
All of them.
Be cool for a change.
although,
that was out of control.
I did get the High Evolutionary, so he should now be at a 2-3-4. My Gwenom is at a 2-3-1, and that puts my Rex at a, I don't know, 1-1-0. So that was that was an astounding number of pulls.
Yeah. Bonus-licious.
Yeah, and a bonus.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was wild.
Yeah, that was good times.
That was almost as unbelievable as Donkey T's ability to reuse the same meme for multiple occasions in the same show.
thanks always though to the OG. This guy. Ian, tell us about the podcast network.
The podcasting network, which we are a part of, is called the soon-to-be-named network available at soontobenamednetwork.com. You can find a complete list of all of our shows and archives there. So that's Soon to Be Named Network. Again, soontobenamednetwork.com.
Anything else for the good of the order?
Negatory, my friend. I have to... My stomach is demanding tribute, so I got to go make that happen.
All right.
In that case, thanks everybody for joining in this week. Comments, suggestions, shoot them at Ray. Fill up the mailbag. Bye-bye. He gets lonely when there's nothing in it. If you want to throw us a bone, click on that Amazon banner, buy yourself some stuff, or head over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3 for some related swag. Goodbye for now, and remember, kids, I like the nightlife, baby. She says, let's go. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.